Welcome to today's devotional. This is day six. Today's devotional is entitled, We Are Part of a Family, written by Tracy Wilson. Let's begin our devotional today with some worship with Aaron David Rodriguez.
Infinite.
Today's devotional is entitled, We Are Part of a Family. When you think of your family, who do you picture? Parents, siblings, children, and cousins? What about the person who sits behind you at church? Or the pastor and praise team? God has brought you into His family not only for His pleasure, but for His purpose and His good plan for you. We are one with Christ, yet we have also been chosen to be one with each other. We are one body, one church, one family with Jesus as the head. Although we are intricately knit together in a masterpiece created by the Lord, people tend to place more importance on some roles while overlooking others. Yet, we are to do all things for the Lord, according to Colossians 3:23. Your value is in Christ, in you, not in what you can or cannot do, or whether your ministry is outwardly evident to others. Each of us in God's family have been graced with gifts, talents, abilities, and ministries from the Lord. In 1 Corinthians 14:12, Paul tells us our spiritual gifts are for the building up and edification of the whole church body. Each person is an integral and needed part. We are not complete without everyone. Your gift is for the profit of the whole family. Sharing our diverse abilities allows the entire body to function in unity as one. And it is by the Spirit that you are guided into your unique role. If the body were all hands and no feet, how far could it walk? Every part is needful and placed in position by God. Have you yielded to Him and allowed Him to use you for the benefit of others? Are you waiting to find your place? If your talents and gifts are not being used, consider finding a creative way to use them and share them. Offer your services. Maybe you're not led to watch the children or work with the youth, but maybe you're a whiz in the kitchen. We need that part of the ministry also. Jesus tells us to ask, seek, and knock in Matthew 7:7 to find out what it is that we can do. On a typical Sunday, I'm embraced by our greeters. This ministry helps promote a welcoming and loving atmosphere. Then I saunter to the kitchen and I find another servant of the Lord setting out juice, coffee, and snacks. My heart smiles as I see how this labor of love encourages others to fellowship. When I've washed my hands after eating a sticky bun, I am thankful to have paper towels. Hearing the praise team usher us farther into the presence of the Lord lifts my spirits. Even during the tithes and offerings, people are coming together as one and giving of what they have for the good of all. And as the pastor finishes his sermon, I am once again left thankful that God loves us enough to keep teaching us. All of the family members are integral to the benefit of all. In 1 Corinthians 14:26, Paul says, Let all things be done for edification. Edification means to build up. How often do we think church is about Sunday mornings or weekly Bible studies? No, church is about Jesus. We are the church family, and we need preaching and teaching. We also need to do all the things that Jesus called us to do in Matthew 25. Feed the hungry, clothe the naked, visit the sick, minister to those who are in prison, and take in strangers. Not only are we doing it for God's children, we're ultimately doing it for Him. Just as we are called to mourn with those that mourn and rejoice with those who rejoice, we are the reflection of Christ on this earth. We have become His arms that embrace others. God has enabled us to walk in more than one ministry. Every single day, God calls you to love Him and love others as He loves others. Are you willing to be used of God in a way that He desires? Does a church member have a broken faucet and you happen to be a plumber? Has someone been looking depressed lately? Are you willing to lay down your life by giving your time to talk and listen? You might feel like Moses, who said he was not eloquent in his speech and he was slow to talk. Yet when God sent Moses forth to confront the Pharaoh, God supplied all his needs. Know this, God will supply your needs as well when He guides you through your day. God is not looking for the perfect person to do a perfect job. He just wants a yielded heart, someone willing to listen to His voice, for His will to be their choice, and a willingness to walk where He says walk. Not only will you be delighting in the Lord, you will be ministering to His beloved church and His family, your family. Christ gave us a new commandment to love others as He loves them. That's in John 13:34. When we walk in the ministry that God has placed us in, we are learning to love others as He did. We may be called to lay down our life by giving our time, our finances, our ability, our creativity, or anything else God lays on our heart. Today, when you are going about your activities, ask the Lord to show you where He wants you. We need each other. Indeed, when one is hurting, we all should hurt and desire to comfort with the comfort that we've been given. We have been called to the same love ministry. Even this ministry can be as diverse as our talents. When we extend ourselves to one another as the Spirit leads, we are helping to maintain unity among us. We are not alone. We have Jesus, and He desires for us to belong to each other as a family under His leadership. Let us pray. Lord, help us to yield to You today and be of service to others as You lead us. Help us to do everything for You, knowing that You will supply all our needs and bring the results that You desire. Help us put aside fear and doubt and step out in faith to love Your beloved body. Thank You that Your love never fails. In Jesus' name, amen. Now let's take a moment and reflect on what God has spoken to our hearts today about being part of the body of Christ. Today's memory verse is 1 John 4:9. In this the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. 1 John 4:9. Let's say that again together. In this the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. Let's say it one more time. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. 1 John 4:9. All right, did a great job today. Go out and be a light and be part of the family of God.